Hello, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name's Ed. I think I talked to you before. Let me give you my order number whenever you're ready.
Let's see here. I'm ready for your order number.
Oh, okay. It is 900033822.
Okay, let's see here.
And I will verify my existence when you need it.
Alrighty, let's see here. Can you confirm the name associated
Yeah.
with the account?
Edward Nardi, 15 St. Margaret's Drive, Pelham, New Hampshire, 03076, on a
Oh.
small planet in the Sol system.
Yes, sir. And can you confirm the email address associated with the account?
Sure. S_M_Ember@hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And how can I assist you in regards to your eShop order today?
Well, I would like to know why it is still stuck on March 11th, awaiting electronic data. I mean, it hasn't moved. And this has happened consistently, and I'm just going to keep checking on it, as this is
Okay.
nuts.
I apologize, sir.
I know it's not your fault directly, but it's very frustrating when you see, okay, here's the order, and it sits there. And that was March 11th when it went out, and it hasn't moved.
I apologize, sir.
And it's gonna take me. Lately your mailing sucks. I mean, granted, there's a pandemic going on, but nobody's mail moves as slow as you guys. And there's got to be a reason why you're tying this thing up. I mean, are you
Well,
waiting for a ton of things to be shipped and then you do it all at once? I'm sorry, I'll shut up.
I don't have any information about what's going on. But I'm checking
Well,
the
that's m
tracking with Newgistics to see if there's any updates.
his
And it just says that it's in transit.
yeah that means absolutely nothing. It has been stuck in the same spot. Okay, now on your web page it says if you're having a trouble with this, give customer service a call. I have. And unfortunately, you have no answer for me except it's in transit and it's going to sit there forever.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So,
I apologize.
well, I'm really, again, I'm not mad at you, but I'm really so tired of you guys apologizing.
Well, that's all we can do here. I mean, if you think
I
about
know
it,
that, but
if
you
you're
see,
the
but the
customer
thing
service
is,
rep, if you're the customer service rep and you've been and the customer has been sent an email with tracking information, so they're tracking the package. They're
the
using that tracking
package,
link, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting, and they're just getting more frustrated, more frustrated, and more frustrated because their package isn't moving. And they call customer service, and the customer service rep has no information provided to them by the partner shipping provider, Newgistics. So that leaves the customer service agent in only a spot where they can say, "Well, I apologize. We don't have any information," because Newgistics is failing us. Either that or the package is still sitting at the warehouse and it hasn't
well
been
then.
provided to Newgistics. That would be either of those two cases. And nobody's letting us know here what's going on
Right.
aside from what we have in the tracking information, which is causing the
Well,
biggest bulk of the problem. Because then you want to know information, or any other customer wants to know information, but that leaves us customer service agents. It's like it makes you feel like we can't, or like we're useless. But really, we're just, the most we can do is, check on it, look into it, and if it takes, too long for your package to get there, we can reship it to you, which,
but
puts the
you gotta
company.
wait through. It's 3 weeks before that action will happen. And
I
the
know.
last package, it was 19 days before it got here. You
At
know?
least, yeah, at
So
least it got there, though.
but that's not the point. And you know it. And I'm not focusing on you, but I want to go up the chain of command. So who's the next person I can talk to? And then I'll find somebody at Eagle Moss, because you're basically, Eagle Moss is letting their customers down.
I understand that. I feel you, sir. I apologize about that.
Well, please stop apologizing to me for this moment.
Okay.
Put me up to the supervisor. I know this is a useless drill.
Well, I mean, I am a supervisor. There's nothing, the only thing that we can do here is we can fill out a complaint log to let the company know, hey, we've got customers out there that are extremely, extremely upset with the long shipping times with no updates to their tracking. And, you know, and the corporate can look at that and then they can take any necessary action to try to get on the warehouse or get on Newgistics to say, hey, look, what's going on? We need to get these orders fulfilled. We need to get tracking updates for these customers. We need to get these packages out faster. What can we do to resolve this issue so we don't have upset customers? Because, you know, if you're upset, you could take that and go on any of the social medias, in which there's about a dozen.
Yep.
And you could voice your opinion to your 150 friends on Facebook. And then it trickles down to where eventually there could be tens of thousands, if not hundreds, of thousands of people saying that Eagle Moss stinks because they heard it from you. You know,
I'll tell you something, okay? There is a lot of negative information out there about Eagle Moss. Okay? I mean, I've had my difficulties with you guys, but I like what I'm getting, so I keep after it. You know, for the model's sake, but there's a lot of negative information out there. People are not happy about the way you guys handle some stuff. You know, I would like another phone number somewhere in the Eagle Moss offices to find someone to talk to. And it looks like I'm going to have to go digging through the internet to find one.
I don't know of any other phone number that you would be able to call.
Oh, there's got to be. Okay. I was a Navy Supply Corps officer. And there wasn't anything that we couldn't find if we looked hard enough.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So I'm just really, again, I'm not pissed at you, but this is really unsat. You know, are all my orders going to take this long now and you're going to put it under the COVID tag? Come on. I know this is being recorded too, so maybe somebody will listen to it.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, all right, I could keep you on the phone forever, but I'm not going to do that.
And let's see here. I'm just filing the complaint.
Okay. I mean, I know you guys get customers pissed off, but I know it's not your fault.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's see here.
This is really becoming completely unsatisfactory. I've run businesses in my day, and I would never allow something like this to continue. Somebody is trying to stretch pennies out of something. But I guarantee you that's probably what's been going on with this. Somebody's in the corporate tower trying to squeeze pennies out of something, and he's the big hero. I can't think of any other reason why they let this go on like this. So what are you filling out now?
Just an escalation form.
Not
an escalate, but a complaint form.
Okay. Okay, well, you go ahead. Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, you know, I'll keep rambling for a minute.
That's okay. I've submitted
the
complaint
okay.
form so that your complaint will not go unnoticed, and that will be taken into account. I mean, because if we have customers out there, you know, that are extremely upset with the shipping time, then if you know, I mean, it would be the smart and right thing to do to try to address the issue, whether you have to, you know, whether someone has to look into, you know, what's going on at the warehouse fulfillment facility. Do we need to inspect, you know, their processing time and their packing and fulfilling and what they're doing with packages? Or do we need to have to contact Newgistics and ask them what they're doing with the packages? Why are their delivery drivers not updating the delivery? I mean, even if the package moves, you know, I mean, if they're just putting an update that it moved from this city to this city, just, you know, some kind of update to show that the package is actually moving. So the customer can feel like, you know, someone's making an effort to move that pack, to get that package to them, rather than just being left in the dark where every time they click on their tracking, it just says that, you know, a departed warehouse and estimated delivery date is coming soon. And that's, you know, going, you know, every day for, you know, 9 days since the you got the original tracking link, you know, I mean, so, I mean, I can understand your upsetness and frustration. You know, I can identify with that.
Well, you know, this has been going on since, you know, when COVID came down, and that was, you know, I understood it first. But ever since then, you know, you guys are using that as an excuse for lousy customer service.
I'm not using it as an excuse.
No. Eagle Moss, as a whole, is using that as an excuse. You're the unfortunate person that has to push the lot.
I mean, so as far as I've heard, though, I mean, the warehouse is running a little bit behind because of, you know, social distancing policies and availability of workers and things like that that wouldn't be in place if it hadn't been for the pandemic. But now we've got these, you know, new guidelines for the warehouse workers, which slows them down a bit. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Newgistics is not updating the tracking information. Because by this point, there should be some update to the tracking. It should have moved from where it started to at least another city by now.
Yes.
You know, so that
but
would
this
be.
This is consistent.
I mean, it would seem like you would feel a lot better if you could see that there's a tracking update, you know, showing it moved from the original facility to another city. And then after that city, maybe to another city where you have an update. So you can see that it's making these steps to you. Even if they're only baby steps, at least it shows the package is on its way. It gives you hope and lets you know that it's coming rather than you being left completely in the dark. Even if the package is on its way and has traveled across states and it's almost to you, but still you're being left in the dark. So it makes you feel like the package may even still be at the warehouse for all you know.
I guarantee you, okay? It has not moved one bit right now.
I can't say one way or the other.
I understand that. But, you know, I used to be in logistics. That was my life. Okay? And no, you guys are just, you're letting your customers down. It used to be when you ordered something and you started shipping, you were pretty darn sure you would see that in no more than 7 business days. No more.
Typically, yes, sir. Anywhere between 7 and 10 would be reasonable.
Well,
absolutely.
No, it's always been within 7 business days, okay? That is how you guys were in the past. Completely acceptable. But lately, since COVID, you guys are just really let it go. And somebody's not doing their job, and I could keep talking, and you could keep talking. It's not going to get anybody anywhere. I appreciate you filling out the complaint. I wish it would do something, but I'm not holding my breath, my friend.
I understand. So, well, I do sincerely apologize that I didn't have better information to provide you today. And you tell me not to apologize anymore, so I already messed that up.
Yeah, you did. I'll shoot you later.
My bad.
But I mean, that's all right.
I can understand your frustration, though, you know, and it's frustrating on our end as well. But I mean, even more frustrating for you, the paying customer.
I've spent thousands of dollars on this stuff.
Yes, sir. I understand.
It's got to be worth something. You look at how many things I've ordered. You know, I mean, I know there's others like me, but that's still. You know, you would think that somebody would say, man, this guy's spent thousands. Take care of him.
Absolutely.
Again,
yes, sir.
A philosophy that Eagle Moss does not embrace. And this could be their downfall down the road. But anyway, look, I could go on. You can go on. Thank you for doing what you've done. And on that note, have a great day. All right.
You too. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. I hope you have a good weekend.
You betcha.